It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Cases of COVID-19 are rising across the state, and in Denver, Mayor Michael Hancock is concerned about hospitals reaching capacity to care for patients. Hancock tells Colorado Matters that tighter restrictions in Colorado are an attempt to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
You cannot protect lives very well when you have no place for them to go to get the proper treatment. And so we are very concerned by the tightening of the capacity within our hospitals and, quite frankly, how overwhelmed the staffs are and the lack of staffing resources that many of the hospitals have.
Hancock says slowing the infection rate is key to helping hospitals keep up with treating patients. Most state offices will be closed Friday as government employees are temporarily furloughed. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
About 22,000 state workers will not be working, and many won't be paid, on the day after Thanksgiving. That means that many state offices, such as the DMV, will be closed for the day. But essential employees at hospitals and prisons and on the highways will keep working. Governor Jared Polis ordered most employees of the executive branch to take furlough days as a cost-cutting measure during the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado businesses that refuse to comply with restrictions to slow the spread of COVID-19 could lose their licenses. The state health department already can suspend or revoke the licenses of restaurants that don't take steps to avoid spreading diseases like salmonella. Governor Polis says pandemic restrictions are no different. Businesses in Larimer County announced they will ignore the new tightened restrictions, which limit capacity to 25%. Since Monday, more than 230 people in Larimer County have tested positive for coronavirus. Larimer County includes Fort Collins and Loveland, where it's 19 degrees this morning, 18 in Colorado Springs, in Denver 25. Highs along the Front Range will be close to 50 this afternoon. This is CPR News.